Chapter 45. No Redemption Without Fire. Battle Barge Charybdis Generatorium. Zathen had expected his brothers to be dead. Through the crowd of burning word-bearers, he saw that one of them was dead, Zon's head lying separate from his body. He had never really understood the Tech Marine, his cold logic so divorced from Zathen's burning volatility. But he had been a salamander, a brother. "Just like my Ethonian brothers, lying dead on the black sand, a sea of foes around us, knives in our backs." Death demanded vengeance. In the lower decks, Zathen had succumbed to an ague of the mind. Zadar and Kurak lay dead because of it, because of him. Failure demanded atonement, but there was no redemption without fire. Zathen meant for the word-bearers to burn in it.
"Touch them!"
he roared, his voice merging with the deep incendiary bellow from the fire-throwers. Their armor scorched black, but still vital and wrathful, Mugana and Baduk unleashed a swathe of burning promethium. Zathen was blackened too. His flame gauntlet had been damaged, so he shouldered his bolt gun instead. Taking headshots through the heat haze and pluming smoke felt too merciful. After the first four went down, helmets cracked open and eye lenses shattered by the violent detonations, Zathen stowed the bolter and drew a pair of blades. The left hand held a cascara, the broad blade tip shining in the light. The right hand, a serrated knife almost the length of the warrior's forearm.
"Do not relent!"
Mugana and Baduk did not intend to, advancing to intensify the conflagration. Zathen cut down any warrior emerging from the firestorm who was more or less upright and cogent. He plunged the cascara into the slatted mouth grill of one word-bearer, hearing a satisfying gurgle of blood as the blade punched through the back of the warrior's neck and gorget. Another blundered onto his knees, still burning, half choking, until Zathen raked the knife across the warrior's throat. Cooking blood spurted out over the pyroclast's forearm to anoint his breastplate. It felt baptismal, washing away the shame of what he had done in the lower decks. It could not restore his impugned honor, but it could salve some of his anger. A pair of warriors staggered through the carnage, lit eye lenses carving through smoke so they could see the aggressor in their midst. One raised a bolter, so Zathen flung his knife into the warrior's eye. The retinal light died in one, then flickered and died in the other, before the word-bearer collapsed onto his front. The second only had a chainsword, his sidearm holster torn up and empty. Blade teeth burring, it was hard for Zathen to discern the muttered Colchisian curse. Zathen's sudden shoulder charge put the word-bearer on his heels, and he weaved aside from the flailing retaliatory blow to ram the cascara up through the abdomen and out the back of the neck.
"I don't speak, traitor!"
he spat into the auditory receiver of the warrior's helmet as he kicked the body away to release his blade. He slowed only to yank his knife out of the other dead legionary's eye, gradually interspersing himself between the traitors and the mouth of the generatorium tunnel, as Mugana and Baduk herded the others away. Gargo was back there, crawling on his belly, awash with blood from a cleaved arm and Zon's severed neck.
"Kill him!"
rasped the black smiter, hauling himself up into a sitting position and clawing what looked like a breacher charge to his chest. Zathen nodded, his blood up, slowly swirling around each of his blades in a loose grip to shake off some of the gore and redress the heft of both. A sword burdened by blood was an impediment he could not afford, especially when he saw the beast of a legionary coming for him.
Vulcan!
He cursed, wishing he had kept the bolter. Degat strode through fire, heedless of how it seared the bare skin of his arms. He only needed the word. It would grant him strength and the fortitude to overcome pain, fatigue, and the other concerns of weak men. He saw one such man before him, festooned with guns and blades, as if they would make any difference to the outcome of this fight. His tools were simple: a bolt pistol, holstered at his hip, a chain blade growling in his clenched fists. What need had Degat for an arsenal when he had faith in the word? The attack had been unexpected. It had caught them off guard. He conceded he may have reveled too much in the humbling of the two warriors sent to stop him, but he had felt insulted and needed to impart a message. Driven from the generatorium by the fire and the breacher left behind in its tunnel mouth, the current situation presented an impediment to his mission. Unconcerned by the blaze slowly cooking his legionaries behind him and the reinforcements that had followed from the decks above, he surveyed the carnage around the tunnel mouth.
"You murder well, Drake," he said, "cutting down men like swine as they stagger blind from the fire, spitting up their guts and choking on fumes. Noble. My brother tells me you're next. Are you the one who took his arm?"
Degat nodded. "And I shall return for the other. It will anoint my banner. You, however." He stabbed his blade tip at the salamander like an accusing finger.
"You I shall split from groin to crown and leave steaming in a pile of your own offal. I owe you a death. You want to cut off my arm and my head. I understand. As long as you're dead, it doesn't matter. Enough talk." Degat charged.
The word bearer was strong. Zathen felt the impact of the warrior's first blow against his guard. Even in battle plate, the sheer power translated all the way to his shoulder, jarring it hard. He was also fast. No sooner had the first hefty blow fallen than a second came in. First high, one-handed, and then again, but in a two-handed grip. It pushed Zathen's defense down, making any counter ineffective. The third blow hewed into Zathen's left, and he deflected it with one of his blades, still unable to bring the advantage of having two weapons to bear. A fourth, the legionary fashioned as a thrust, and this broke Zathen's guard, scoring a rent down his right side that went all the way to the mesh beneath his battle plate. The warrior was formidable, a monster. He knew the word-bearers were zealots, but he had seen few fighters in that legion who expressed that zealotry in a martial fashion. Zathen felt hard-pressed just to stay in the fight, let alone win it.
"Are you tiring yet, Drake?"
Zathen answered through clenched teeth.
"Thought you said enough talk."
The word-bearer should have been tiring. Every swing was brutal, with nothing held back. Warriors simply did not fight like that, not even transhuman ones, with the exception of world-eaters, perhaps. Something was driving him, a dark vitality that had no end, fueling the warrior's limbs until Zathen was left hacked apart. Three further heavy hits rained down, one after the other. Each shook bone. A crack slithered down the Kaskara's blade, presaging its destruction. Exploiting a moment's hesitation from the word-bearer, Zathen lunged with his serrated knife and found a sheath for it in his enemy's stomach. It went deep, and he tried to turn it, but was backhanded into near senselessness. He reeled, watching almost detachedly as he lost his grip on the knife, skull ringing.
It stayed embedded like an ugly nail hammered through metal and flesh. It hurt him. Zathen could hear it in the warrior's heavier breathing, but it didn't slow him. The chain blade hewed in again, growling for blood. Zathen took the blow against his shoulder guard, letting it slide and scrape against his forearm, trusting in his armor to shield him long enough before it chewed through to skin, then bone. He hacked down with the cascara, deep into the vulnerable neck seal. The chain blade kept on spinning, spitting up sparks and metal slivers. It stank with friction heat and burning. It raked his arm, ripped out chunks of cabling, bit into mesh. Zathen wrenched his blade out and struck again. This time it bit hard and evinced a shout of pain. A savage punch to the gut felt like it cracked his rib plate. The headbutt that followed did split the front of his helm. The visual through the retinal feed crazed instantly. A second blow took off a chunk of the faceplate, exposing Zathen's right eye. It bled badly, spoiling his vision, and he staggered as consciousness threatened to desert him when he needed it most. The chain blade bucked loose from its ravaged greave at the same time, but the word-bearer was far from deterred or satisfied. He kicked Zathen hard in the stomach, doubling over the salamander, who then fell into the tunnel mouth. Zathen passed out for a few seconds, and by the time he came around, the word-bearer was standing over him, chain blade held aloft to end him. Zathen held up the cascara to try to turn the fatal blow aside, but saw he clutched only a stump of hilt and piece of sword. The other half was still embedded in the word-bearer's vulnerable neck joint, having stuck after Zathen's second blow. Stunned, he hadn't realized the weapon had broken off. It offered no defense. He scrabbled around, knowing he had moments to act, and clutched a pistol-shaped object. Aiming it at the word-bearer, Zathen pulled the trigger and hoped it was something dangerous. His aim was slightly wide of the mark, but a bolt of plasma speared through the warrior's leg, searing bone and flesh, almost crippling him. It was enough to make him recoil. A hollow scream echoed in the tight space between the deck and the generatorium, and Zathen swore his thanks to Zon and the plasma torch the Techmarine had carried amongst his many trappings. The word-bearer was chanting, coughing up a guttural monosyllabic litany of old Colchis. As a ward, as a curse, Zathen had no idea. It didn't matter. "I've told you already. Enough talk," he snarled, the pain clenching his jaw tight, and fired again.